Naomi Metz is an attorney in Santa Rosa who works with the LGBTQ community locally and is also on a national task force advocating for gay rights. When some imagined the president's views on these issues were more moderate, Metz considered the selection of Vice President Pence, a staunch gay rights opponent, one bad sign. Another choice confirmed her doubts about the president's moderate views.
Certainly not after he appointed Jeff Sessions as the attorney general, also someone who has a long and very clear history of hating the LGBTQI community and actively working to oppose our equality, our legal equality, and justice for our community.
As Metz has networked with her national group of advocates, one concern has emerged that hasn't been front and center. President Trump's tweets about transgender service members specifically mentioned medical costs. Could that issue cut off another group from medical care?
So there is a concern for sure where the parents are military service members who have trans kids that if, in fact, this goes into effect, they're not sure that the medical coverage that they get as service members will continue to cover the necessary medical care that their kids need.
Above all, says Naomi Metz, last week's actions by the president and his administration have made her think about her responsibility as someone who can advocate openly for her community because of where she lives.
California is a lovely bubble in a lot of ways, and I'm super grateful to live here. We in California have a tremendous number of state-level protections that keep people safe and keep people in a position where they can maintain their jobs and their housing and their medical care and the right to go into a bakery and get a cake for your same-sex wedding. We have those laws in California. And so it is kind of hard for folks to think about the rest of the country and the places where this doesn't exist. But the fight has to continue because we need these protections at a federal level so that no matter where you live, you know that you will not be able to be fired from your job because you are gay or lesbian or transgender. You know that if you are a person who wants to serve in our military and protect the country, that you will be allowed to do that. Part of the reason that I do the advocacy work that I do is because I live here. It's safe for me to be out. I'm married to my wife. I'm out in my social circles. I'm out in my professional circles. That safety also comes with a cost to me, which is that I feel an obligation to do this kind of advocacy work for the folks who live in places where, in fact, it's not safe and where you can be fired or, you know, the victim of violence, including murder, and there's nothing to protect you. So on the one hand, yes, we definitely get lulled, I think, in California. But on the other hand, the good news is that we have an opportunity to do this work to help folks who don't live in a state that has the kind of protections that California has.
Lawyer and LGBTQ advocate Naomi Metz. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.